sacked by Michael Strahan.
I will always remember the Giant fans.
That's in the 10, 5, touchdown!
Welcome back to another edition of Giants Chronicles here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa from the Legacy Club in MetLife Stadium. Obviously, the Giants have many rivals around the National Football League dating back to the birth of the Big Blue in 1925. A unique rivalry developed in 1960 against the Dallas Cowboys. The reason, longtime Giant assistant and former player Tom Landry had left the Big Blue to become the head coach of the Cowboys. Their first meeting ended in a tie, 31-31 at Yankee Stadium. Over the years, these teams would play some epic battles, including one postseason showdown. Over the next half hour, we'll take you on a journey back, the rivalry between the Giants and Cowboys.
In 1950, the New York Football Giants added a talented Texan to their roster named Tom Landry. For six seasons, Landry was a ball-hawking cornerback who recorded 32 interceptions in only 80 games. In 1954, while still playing, he also became assistant coach for what would become a legendary Giants team.
You realize we had the greatest coaching staff in the history of the National Football League? Vince Lombardi coached the offense, and Tom Landry coached the defense, and Jim Lee Howe was the head coach.
Young, smart, and creative, Landry became defensive coordinator of the Giants in their magical season of 1956.
In 56, I think the key to our great year was our defense. And the key to our defense was Tom Landry. The first person I know that brought intelligence, strategy, and tactics into defense was Tom Landry. And he developed the 4-3 defense, which still is the dominant defense in pro football today.
And Landry's 4-3 scheme would revolutionize how defense was played in the NFL.
The 4-3 was a dominant defense, and Tom Landry was the architect. So we had a great defense in 1956.
Led by that defense, the Giants went on to win the 1956 NFL Championship over the Chicago Bears 47-7 in one of the most physical games in NFL history.
The New York Giants win professional football's biggest prize, the World Championship.
They played together probably as well as any team I've ever coached. The way they believed in each other was tremendous.
Landry continued to turn out great defenses in New York, leading the Big Blue to the NFL championship games in 1958 and 1959.
Tom was very mild, very dressy. You know, he was one with the fedora, and Tom was first class, and he just didn't make many mistakes.
But in 1960, Tom would leave the Giants to become the first head coach of the expansion Dallas Cowboys. Landry's departure from New York would make him the central figure in an instant rivalry that was ignited between these two great franchises. The two teams would tie 31-31 in their first and only meeting that season. But in 1961, the Giants would travel to the Cotton Bowl in Texas, where they would get the better of their ex-coach, trouncing Landry and the Cowboys behind two Y.A. Tittle touchdown passes.
The Giants take their fourth straight on the road as they crush Dallas 31-10.
New York would end up winning five of the next six meetings, spanning from 1961 till the end of the 63 season. But an older Giants team would soon see the tide turn in this young rivalry.
Vince had gone to Green Bay and took all the great talent there. Tom Landry had taken the defensive talent down to the Dallas Cowboys, and Ali Sherman inherited and left over a bunch of guys who were aging.
The Cowboys would win eight of the next nine meetings in the decade of the 60s, and they would absolutely dominate the Giants in the 70s, beating them 17 out of 20 games, including their first ever Monday Night Football game in 1971, which would be the last NFL game ever played at the Cotton Bowl. The Giants would struggle mightily throughout the entire decade of the 70s, while Landry led the Cowboys to Super Bowl championships in 1971 and again in 1977. In his 29 years as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Tom Landry was remembered as one of the greatest and most innovative coaches in NFL history. He led the Cowboys to two Super Bowl championships and 20 consecutive winning seasons, a record that still stands today. Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Cowboys rivalry. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Cowboys rivalry.
They're quote-unquote America's team. That's what people say. And, you know, for us, we're out to prove a lot of people wrong. You know, we're America's team. We're one of the original franchises. You know, we've been around for a long time. So for us, you know, we go out there with a chip on our shoulder and play them.
In 1981, Big Blue would head into the final game of the regular season, needing a win against the Dallas Cowboys for their first playoff berth in 18 years.
We've always fallen short. We've never made it to the postseason. But you know what? We're going to make the postseason. You know those Dallas Cowboys? We're going to beat those son of a guns this year. That was the, I think, the time that we came of age.
Looking downfield. He's going to get intercepted by Hunt. Hunt gets the ball at the 30, at the 25. A big interception by Byron Hunt.
And that interception would set up Joe DiNello's game-winning field goal in overtime as he kicked the Giants back into the postseason.
Good! The Giants win! The Giants win! The Giants win! The Giants may be in a playoff.
These fans are going crackers. Let's just give them a listen. Let them roar.
In 1986, Big Blue would lose their first game of the season in Dallas.
We had a great rivalry with the Cowboys. If anything, that was a wake-up call, because after that game, I don't ever remember looking back.
But en route to capturing their first ever Super Bowl trophy, the Giants would avenge their loss by beating the Cowboys at Giants Stadium in their second meeting of the season.
Here we go. 1 yard needed for a touchdown. Hand off Morris. He's going to get it.
The rivalry would reach its boiling point in the 1994 season when the two teams met on Monday Night Football. And the battle would hit a fever pitch on a highly contested Hail Mary at the end of the first half.
That's interference.
And there's a fight on the field here before we go to a break, as all of a sudden this breaks out.
Look out. Look at this. That's Michael Irvin, the Cowboy receiver, and that is where the fight starts. Well, this isn't settled yet.
And Alvin Harper is shaken up. There he is. He's hurt.
He is hurt.
And that's the way the half ends, bizarrely.
The rivalry would be renewed in the Giants' 2007 Super Bowl season when Dallas swept their regular season meeting with Big Blue.
Wide open Owens, makes the catch, runs out of a tackle, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Terrell Owens.
You know, Dallas had a lot of great wars against them. When I think about Super Bowl runs for either team, they always had to go through one or the other. You know, when I won my Super Bowl, we had to go down to Dallas and beat them on their home turf.
Despite being the underdogs in the 2007 NFC Divisional Playoff game, the Road Warrior Giants would show the football world that they were peaking at just the right time, en route to capturing their third Vince Lombardi trophy.
That was the biggest game for us that year. I mean, I think it was even bigger than the Super Bowl because the fact that the Cowboys were such a rivalry to us. They had beat us twice that year, and they embarrassed us. So when we got a chance to play them again, it was like, you know, this is it.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Swings one left. Wide open two at the Cowboy 40. Jets attack. Look down the left sideline. Touchdown, Amani Toomer.
He's been sensational, particularly when they need him.
Manning back to throw. Has time. Lobs one right. And it's caught by Steve Smith. Has time, delivers one right, Moss makes the catch. Boy, it'd be great if the Giants could get seven here. Looks over the middle for Toomer, makes the catch, touchdown Amani Toomer. So the Giants go 71 yards in the final minute of the half.
Let's go, every time they score, we score.
Rise up, D, come on! Yeah, go!
So it's down to one play. A season is down to one play.
They got a goal in the end zone. End zone.
Here we go. 4th and 11 at the Giants 23. 16 seconds to go. Giants leading by 4. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw. Has time to the end zone. Intercepted by the Giants. Down! Down! Giants, they have earned a trip to the NFC Championship game in Green Bay at historic Lambeau Field.
That's a great win. That's a great win. Nobody gave us a chance.
Jerry just sent the tickets over, so we're all set.
Hell yeah! Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3. Team!
2 years later in 2009, Jerry Jones would unveil his massive prototype of modern-day arenas, and the Giants traveled to Dallas for the first-ever game at Cowboys Stadium. Once again, Big Blue would look to play the role of spoiler.
Lobs one right to the sideline, sliding catch and drop, Manningham, then he caught it again, touchdown! And the New York Giants have defeated the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys lost the final game in Texas Stadium, and they lose the first game in Cowboys Stadium.
It's not always pretty, but you are fighting your off. You keep doing that, boys. You hang together every snap, every play, and hang together and fight your off, man. We're going to have a hell of a football team.
Do it. In 2010, Big Blue would keep their unbeaten streak at Cowboys Stadium alive by winning in Dallas yet again.
Manningham, little screen, got a good block down the right sideline. 10, 5, and he walks in for the touchdown. The Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys. The final score, 41-35.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Cowboys rivalry. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Cowboys rivalry.
We could end up knowing every NFC division winner by midday on Sunday, except, of course, for the NFC East. That division race looks like it's going to go right down to the wire. The Giants and Cowboys engaged in a dogfight with two head-to-head meetings to go.
In 2011, the Giants would find themselves with their backs against the wall, needing a desperate win in Dallas to keep their playoff hopes alive.
It was a must-win game, you know. It was a team in our division. We needed to win, and I'll do what it takes to win. And I told my teammates that, and that's what I did.
And that's a safety.
Jason Pierre-Paul, relentless effort there.
You're really making a name for yourself tonight,
boy. Hell of a job, Blue!
JPP would simply dominate the Cowboys, recording 8 tackles, a safety, a forced fumble, and 2 sacks of Tony Romo. But New York still found themselves trailing Dallas by double digits late in the fourth quarter. And as he had done all season long, Eli Manning would lead the Giants' comeback.
You know the circumstances. 5 minutes left, you're down 12. You know, you need 2 touchdowns. And, you know, I thought it was big that, you know, in that circumstance, hey, we said, all right, we're going no huddle, you know, back into the 2-minute drive type deal. And we went down there and scored pretty quickly.
He's back to throw. He looks middle. He throws middle to the goal line. Touchdown, Jake Ballard. Just got it across on Lee.
Now our defense, you know, we needed a stop from them. And you know, they got a 3-and-out for us and got the ball back and really had plenty of time. We weren't in a super rush on that final drive to go down and score. Could, you know, run the ball some and do a few things. And so, obviously, scored.
Second and goal at the 1 for the lead. A minute to go. Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, follows his blocker to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants.
Eli Manning is doing the impossible again.
Despite these late-game heroics, a Dallas field goal would still tie the game in the final seconds of regulation.
And now Dan Bailey will try to tie this up with a 47-yarder from the left half with 6 seconds to go.
What a game.
Basically, you know, it was a field goal that we needed to block, you know, and which will send us to overtime, and, you know, I didn't want to go in overtime, so we did whatever it takes, and Coach Coughlin called a timeout and, you know, gave us extra time to rest, and I told myself I could block it, and I wound up blocking the field goal.
Snap is good again. Kick on its way, and it's blocked! Blocked by the Giants, and it bounds into the end zone and through the back of the end zone, and the Giants will win it!
Individual rose up.
Yep, Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP. And the New York Giants have saved their season as they've come to Dallas and defeated the Cowboys.
First thing with the mama, we won. And everybody was running on the field and took it back to the locker room and celebrate. And on to the next game.
JPP!
What a guy! What a guy!
Great job, Dan! Great job, Dan!
3 weeks later, the scene would shift to MetLife Stadium. But the stakes were the same. With the NFC East title and a playoff berth on the line, the Giants and Cowboys would clash in the final game of the regular season.
We're 60 minutes from being NFC East champion. Let's lay it all on the field. Hold on a three. One, two, three.
Takes the snap. They roll it left. He throws it left. Cruz has got it. Down the left sideline he goes. Across midfield to the 40.
And en route to their fourth Super Bowl championship, the Giants would blaze to the finish line.
Touchdown, Victor Cruz! 74 yards, and he's done it again!
I hate the Cowboys. I do. And having the opportunity to end it with the sack cause fumble against Romo is one of my favorite moments of that year.
Celebrating in the aisles at MetLife Stadium, the New York Giants are the NFC East champions.
Congratulations to the NFC East champions.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great job of finishing now. Great job of finishing this part of the season.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Cowboys rivalry. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, the Giants-Cowboys rivalry.
You know, when we play the Cowboys, it's always a must-see TV, and we have to be ready to play. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be one that's going to be tooth and nail. Both teams are going to have their best foot forward, and we'll see who comes out victorious.
The question of just the rivalries, the fact that these teams have been around for so long, playing each other for so long, has just built up tremendous tradition.
To NFL Kickoff 2012 in a celebration of the Giants' four Super Bowl championships.
The Giants opened the 2012 season as the reigning Super Bowl champs, and they would look to defend their title at home versus the Cowboys in the NFL's kickoff special.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, guys. Come on, baby. Do it. Be great tonight, baby.
Glad to be back, prime time. Division rivals. Only right.
The Giants would start the game picking up right where they had left off last season with the Cowboys by tormenting quarterback Tony Romo.
Romo back to throw. Five-step drop. He's under pressure. Sack at the 19-yard line by Rocky Bernard. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. He steps up, gets hit, throws it right. Intercepted by the Giants. Picked off along the right sideline, and running down the right sideline is Michael Boley. He's to the 10, he's to the 5, he's to the 2, and he's tackled there.
But a resilient Dallas squad would not back down, and soon the tide had turned in the Cowboys' favor.
Romo takes the snap. He's back to throw. Feels pressure, avoids pressure, throws it to the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys. Romo over center. Seven-step drop. He feels pressure. He's going to throw one down the right sideline. Ogletree's got it at the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. Toss left for Wilson. Needs a block, gets one, then gets tackled and fumbles the football, and it's picked up by the Cowboys.
Capitalizing off of Giants' miscues, the Cowboys would take a commanding lead in the fourth quarter.
Romo back, looks left, throws one left side. Austin made the catch at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. Third touchdown pass of the game for Romo. Maybe the nail in the Giants' coffin.
This time it would be the Cowboys who played the role of spoiler.
And the Super Bowl champions have been defeated.
Midway through the 2012 season, the Giants have regained their championship form.
Deep ball down the middle of the field. He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants!
With a record of 5-2, Big Blue has won three in a row, and they're once again atop the NFC East. And as they head to Dallas, they'll look to build on that momentum and avenge their opening game loss to the Cowboys.
Well, you always, when you have an opportunity to play a team again, you want to go out there, especially if you've lost, and have a better performance. And, we feel we can play better than we did the first time, and we just got to execute better than we did last time.
It really doesn't matter what teams have done the previous week. It just seems like, you know, those big rivalry games, everyone gets up for it. Everyone kind of brings their A game, plays better.
It just seems like it's a big stage to play on. So, I love big stage games. So, you know, being though it's a rivalry and, you know, it's Dallas and New York and, it's always a big game.
Here we go in the division at Dallas. Very important game to the Cowboys and to the Giants. So it's the nature of this division now. It's tough. The opening game of the year, very disappointing for us. We didn't play as well as we hoped to play. Let's hope we can have a better go of it this week.
Obviously, each season brings a new set of challenges and new chapters to a rivalry. The Cowboys kicked off the 2012 season by defeating the Giants at MetLife Stadium. The Giants will return to their familiar stomping grounds, Cowboys Stadium, where Eli Manning and the Big Blue have had tremendous success as the Giants look to get a season series split. That wraps it up from the Legacy Club here at MetLife Stadium. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Giants Chronicles on MSG.